Title: Amen Break Sourcing and Prep with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, let's build a modern drum and bass Amen workflow in Ableton Live where resampling is the whole point. The mindset for this lesson is simple: we're not going to keep trying stuff forever. We're going to print audio at each stage, like making generations of the Amen. Clean, snappy, dark, destroyed, pitched, filtered, and every time you hit something you like, you capture it, name it, and move forward. By the end, you'll have a small library of Amen variants you trust, a sliced drum rack you can actually perform with, and a rolling 16 to 32 bar drum arrangement that sounds current. Fast workflow, decisive choices, and a lot of this is usable right now. Let's go. First, sourcing. You want a legal, clean Amen. A cleared sample pack is ideal. If you already have an Amen WAV, pick the least processed one you've got. Think of this as your truth version. Minimal reverb, not crushed to death, and you can clearly hear the kick and the main snare transients. Drop it on an audio track and name that track Amen Bass. I'm serious about the naming. If you're doing advanced break work, organization is part of the sound. When you revisit this set later, you want to instantly know what's safe, what's experimental, and what's printed at what tempo. Now warp it and tempo lock it for drum and bass. Set your project to 174 BPM. On the clip, turn on warp, and don't guess the segment BPM. Find the actual downbeat. Make sure the 1.1.1 is really the start of the loop. Warp mode choice is a big deal. Complex Pro is great for preserving the overall loop shape, but for tight drums, beats mode often hits harder. In beats mode, preserve transients, turn transient loop mode off, and set the envelope somewhere around 10 to 30. Lower envelope tends to be snappier. If the Amen feels lazy or swung in a way that's not helping your track, align the one, and then align the big snares, usually on beats 2 and 4. The advanced move here is to use warp markers sparingly. Too many markers is how you get facey, flammed hits that never quite feel punchy again. Before we do any processing, we commit a clean print at tempo. This is non-negotiable. Select exactly one or two bars that feel musical, consolidate, and rename that clip Amen Clean 174. That's your reference master. Everything else is a branch off this. Now we set up the resampling pipeline. Create a new audio track called Amen Resample Print. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off so you don't accidentally create a feedback loop and ruin your day. You'll arm this track whenever you want to print a new generation. Quick coach note. Calibrate your levels before you print. Aim for roughly minus 10 to minus 6 dB peak on the resample print track before you do any final limiting. If you print too hot, every next stage behaves weird. Saturation gets brittle, compression grabs wrong, and slicing can get inconsistent. Make it easy on your future self. Also, record with buffers. Give yourself a half bar before and after the section you need. That pre-roll and post-roll space is priceless for fades, transient alignment, and clean loop boundaries. Next, create a return track called Amen Crush. This is for parallel destruction that you can print as its own layer. On this return, add saturator with drive somewhere around 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on, then drum bus with drive 10 to 30, crunch 5 to 20, and boom anywhere from 0 to 20 if you want extra knock. If you use boom, tune it around 50 to 70 Hz, but remember, Amen layers usually shouldn't own the sub in modern DNB. Then add EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz and maybe a little cut around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. Keep this return down for now. Now let's do our first real resample pass, the modern snap Amen. Duplicate your Amen bass track and name it Amen Snap Proc. On this track, build a clean, controlled chain. Start with EQ8, high pass at 35 Hz, add a small boost, maybe 2 to 4 dB, around 3 to 6 kHz for snare stick and snap. If it's muddy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 350. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15 and transients maybe plus 5 to plus 20, but be careful. It's easy to get clicky. Use damp if the top gets fizzy. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 4 to 1. You're not crushing. You're just kissing it, 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then limiter, only to catch peaks. Ceiling at minus 0.3. Do not slam it. Now print it. Solo Amen Snap Proc. Arm Amen Resample Print. Record 4 to 8 bars while it loops. Stop. Trim. Consolidate and rename the printed clip Amen Bright Snap Resep. Teacher commentary moment. Treat every print like version evidence. Put what changed And why, in the name, if you're serious about building a long-term system, something like ImenSnap HP 35 Glue 2DB 1740327. It sounds obsessive, but this habit makes you fast later. All right, second pass. Dark Slam Amen. Duplicate Amen Snap Proc and rename it Amen Dark Proc. Put auto filter first. Low pass 24 dB slope. Frequency around 6 to 10 kHz and add a little drive. Maybe 2 to 6. Then saturator, analog clip. Drive 8 to 16. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. Maybe a gentle boost around 180 to 220 if you want body, and a dip around 3 to 5 kHz if the snare gets painful after saturation. Then drum bus. Drive 15 to 35, crunch 10 to 25. And here's a darker DZNB trick. Use negative transients. If it's too clicky, try minus 5 to minus 20. That gets you that thudder, more hostile weight. Now resample that to Amen Resample print the same way, consolidate, and name it Amen Dark Slam Resamp. Next, Parallel Destroy Pass. This is where you get the grit texture that makes a groove feel faster without changing the pattern. Pick your main playback track, either the clean or the snap one, and send it to Amen Crush at around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Now, to print only the crushed return, solo the return track Amen Crush, arm the resample print track, record 4 to 8 bars, consolidate, and name it Amen Dist Parallel Resamp. This layer is gold when tucked underneath. It shouldn't sound good solo. It should sound useful in the mix. Now we do pitch and time variants, and we commit them. No maybe later. Take Amen Clean 174 and make two versions, one transpose down 2 semitones for heavier weight, and one transposed up 3 semitones for that classic jungle chip energy. In clip view, set transpose to minus 2, choose warp mode. Beats mode will keep it aggressive. Complex Pro can be musical if you want artifacts. Print it. Name it Amen Sext Resamp. Then do the same with plus 3 semitones. Print it. Name it Amen Plus Thirst Resamp. Quick consistency trick. Lock one warp mode per family. If your core print was beats, keep these pitch variants in beats too. Mixing warp modes across generations can create tiny timing and phase differences that smear layers. Now slicing. Choose your best core print, usually bright snap or clean. Right-click the clip and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity so you catch the main hits and the important ghosts, but not every micro-click. You'll get a drum rack with a sampler on each slice automatically. Now make it playable. Put the snare slices on adjacent pads so you can roll quickly. Find your best snare slice and copy it to a main snare pad. You can layer it later, or just use it as a consistent anchor. Optional but powerful. Set up 3 macros. 1 macro for global pitch. Map to all the simplers transpose. 1 for global filter frequency. 1 for global decay. This turns a static slice rack into an instrument. Now let's build a rolling DNB pattern, where Amen is the motion layer, not the whole drum kit. This is how you keep it modern. Think of 3 rolls. Track A is your clean punch foundation. A kick and a snare that own the groove. Could be one shots, could be derived from the Amen later, but it needs to be solid. Track B is your Amen slices doing ghosts, shuffles, and fills. Track C is the crushed parallel Amen tucked low, almost like moving distortion. For one bar pattern at 174, kick on 1.1 and 1.3, or a slightly pushy roll like 1.1 and 1.2.3. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Then place ghost hats and tiny snare drags around spots like 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3.3, 1.4.2. Keep them lighter in velocity. The groove should breathe. Every 8 bars, do a fill. But obey a microfill rule. Change only one thing. Either the last 2 beats, the last 1 beat, or the last half beat. That keeps the track driving forward without turning into constant chop chaos. For a turnaround, try using Amen Plus Thirst Resamp for brightness or Amen Sext Resamp for a heavier stomp. And here's the key resampling first move. Once you like a fill, print it as audio. Route your drum rack output into the resampling print track and record the fill phrase. Name it something like Amen Fill Resamp 08 bar. Now you've got Lego bricks you can drag around the arrangement instantly. Let's go one step further. Premix with resampled stems. This is how pros move fast without plug-in rabbit holes. Create 3 functional prints. Amen Top. High pass at about 200 to 300 Hz so it becomes pure motion and sparkle. Amen Body. Band pass-ish. Something like 150 Hz to 4K Hz for mid punch and identity. Amen Grit. Your parallel crush print. Do this by putting EQ 8 on each version and resampling each to audio. Now you mix with faders like a console. It's quicker, cleaner, and you'll actually finish music. A couple advanced rescue moves before we wrap. If layers don't stack, don't immediately start carving EQ for an hour. First, check polarity with utility phase invert on one layer. Then try micro offset alignment, nudge a layer by 1 to 10 samples, not milliseconds, and listen for the snare body to suddenly snap into place. When it locks, reprint that alignment so it stays committed, and manage noise floor with editing, not plugins. If the break has hiss, it will get louder every time you saturate and resample. After printing, cut silent gaps, add tiny fades, and keep the groove tight so your limiter doesn't lift noise between hits. Now a mini practice structure you can follow right after this lesson. Warp the amen to 174, consolidate amen clean 174, create three generations, bright snap, dark slam, and dist parallel. Slice bright snap to a drum rack, program, 16 bars, bars 1 to 8 steady roll with ghost slices, bar 8 a short snare roll fill, bars 9 to 16 swap to the darker layer and bring the crushed layer in quietly, bar 16 use a pitch up phrase as the final turnaround. Then, final commitment. Resample your full 16-bar drum bus to a single audio clip called Drums 16-bar Print. That print is your foundation. You can build a whole track from it without the session collapsing under 100 devices. Recap. You sourced a clean truth, amen, warped it carefully, and committed it. You built a resampling pipeline and printed multiple generations, snap, dark, parallel destroyed, and pitched variants. You sliced from your best of prints, not from a messy maybe loop. And you treated the amen as rolls, top motion, body character, and grit texture. That's resampling first production. Decisive, fast, and it sounds like you meant it. If you tell me your target style, like deep roller, tech step, jungle revival, or jump up, and your Ableton version, I can suggest one specific amen processing ladder and a tight 8-bar arrangement template tailored to that subgenre.